Today, our short time you have, I want us to just take a lesson or study something from the book of Genesis. Genesis is very important to me because it's a book of fundamentals. It's the book of beginnings. Everything which you see started from the book of Genesis. And it is very important. Last time I came here, we discussed about the beginning of a creation, the beginning of man. A lot of things begin from the book of Genesis. By today, I want us to focus on a special study about Abraham and Lot. Abraham and Lot. And I wonder why God wrote this on the Bible for us. Because the book of Corinthians says that all this writing is for our learning and also our studies. You want to focus about solving a problem. Solving a problem. It doesn't necessarily that God has called us, God has called us from the power of darkness unto his dear kingdom. That doesn't mean that you will not sin. Or that doesn't mean that there is no problem. At least, by all means, problem will start. And God has helped us to solve problems when problems come. Our marriages, our family, our society, if the problems comes as a righteous people, as a people of God, how can you solve this problem? This is a little what I want us to focus or study this morning with our time. Because of here the problem and the work system, I want us to. If you have time and opportunity, you can go to website. There is a certain website which we can go there and study for ourselves. Like a website like True for Today is very important for Bible lessons. And you have something called thebible.net. Thebible.net. If you also have time and opportunity, if you go there, you can find a lot of good Bible study there. And we are studying minor prophet, all these things. If you go to BibleTalk.tv, you can find all these studies there and the notes as well. Having said this, I want us to take our Bible to Genesis chapter 13. The book of Genesis chapter 13. That is where we are going to focus our lesson. 13 verse 1 to 14. I'll ask Brother Luke if you have opened that place, you can help us to begin our studies. Genesis chapter 13 verse 1 to 14. This is where our lessons is going to be based from.
And when Rachel saw that she had Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, "Give me children or else I die." And Jacob's anger was kindled against
Genesis chapter 13. Yeah. Genesis chapter 13, verse 1 to 14. Thank you. Everybody can read if you.
Then Abraham went off from Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him to the south. Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. And he went on a journey from the south as far as Bethel, the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, the place of the altar which he had made admitted at first, and did ever call the name of the Lord. Verse 5. Lord also went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents. Now the land was not able to support them, that they might dwell together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's livestock and the herdsmen of Lord's livestock. The Canaanites and the Perizzites then dwell in the land. So Abraham said to Lord, please, let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren. Verse 9, is not the whole land before you? Please, separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right. For if you go to the right, then I will go to the left. And Lord lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed the Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as we go to God. Then the Lord chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lord drank east and separate from each other. Verse 12. Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lord dwelt in the city of the plain, and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom. But the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord. Verse 13. And God said to Abraham, after Lord has separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever.
Thank you. Thank you for the reading. This reading, it seems like you have read it before. By all means, as a children of God, we have read this before, and you know a lot about Sodom and Gomorrah, all these things. You know this story. But our studies is how to solve problem as a children of God or as a God people, how to solve problems. That's why I've already said, because we are in the Lord's church doesn't mean that there will not be a problem. In Acts chapter 6, you see what happened when the disciples are keeping on multiplying. There is a problem came there, and God so good. God appointed people, apostles appointed some people, and immediately they solved that issue. And here the story is, God called Abraham on Genesis chapter 12 to leave his country to a place where he will show him. Abraham took his wife and Lot, his nephew, and they went to the land. They get to the land and they build an altar, everything, worshiping God. Then a famine came on the land. But instead of Abraham to ask God that what he's supposed to do, Abraham didn't ask God. He took the case in his own hands, and he went to Egypt. And on his way to Egypt, before he's getting to Egypt, he planned something like he tried to lie where he can get access to the Egypt. And this story, because you know all these stories, he went to Egypt, and he was rich, and it came to a time where Abraham is supposed to leave Egypt because of what he has done. Pharaoh noticed that he has lied to him and all these things. So Abraham left this land, and they came back to Canaan, where God has already advised him to go and live. That's why I'm saying we all can make mistakes. God has called you that leave your country to another country. You have been there is a problem, or there is a famine. So what he's supposed to do? Abraham is supposed to go to God and ask God. And God will tell him that go to Egypt so and so. But instead, Abraham took his own power. That's why I'm saying we all can make a mistake. When they came out from Egypt to Canaan, the reading says they came out as rich people. They go there as poor people. They don't have something to eat. When they are coming back to Canaan, they are very rich. That is why I say if you are rich, doesn't necessarily mean that you have peace. The rich people, that is why we think that so far as you have money, you will be peaceful. But that's not true. So they came with rich, lot have, because that time if you have sheep, goat, all these things, it means this time you have buildings, houses, all these things, cars, that means you have money. But that time, they are very rich. And because they are rich, they can live together. Is rich is going to give them is giving them a problem, and there's a problem here in Genesis chapter 13. And us as God people, Lord set an example for all faithful people that if problems comes, this is the procedure we have to follow to solve the issue. A lot of times, what you do is you make gossip. When problem comes, you call some people, you just tell some people, you just blame people, you just blame our neighbors. But this is the fundamentals, how God has authorized us as a faithful people to solve issues. Even our marriages, the church, in the church, that doesn't mean that there's no problem. There will be a problem here as well. And if problems comes, we have example as Abraham, as a father of faithful people, faithful, he has set example for us. And we need to follow that kind of example. That is very, very important. So we are going to read it step by step. Let's start reading again from chapter 1, chapter 13, verse 1 to 4. Verse 1 to 4.
And Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and lodged with him unto the south. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journey from the south, even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar, which he had made there at the first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord.
Yeah, this is all the story I have said. Because Abraham went to Egypt, he lied, even Pharaoh rebuked him. Could you imagine? Imagine those who are not faithful, you do something, and those who are not faithful rebuking us for wrong things we are doing. So it seems like Abraham, as a faithful person, as a God-fearing person, he was ashamed. And when he came back, immediately, what? He built an altar for the Lord. You see, and he worshiped, he started praying to God. And that shows Abraham's repentance. And if you commit any error or a mistake, we need to repent. Abraham came back and built altar for the Lord, which means, let's continue with verse 5 to verse 7.
And God also, which went with Abraham, asked God and heard and said, and the land was not able to hear them, that they might dwell together. For their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwelt them in the land. And Abraham said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we be dwelling. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes, and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was great water everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Even as the dwelling of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto them.
Thank you.
And Lot's journey east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the city of the plain, and pitched his tent towards Sodom.
Thank you, bro. It seems like when they came out from Egypt, a lot saw how Abraham behaved. He's as a faithful person, or he lied there and all these things. So it seems like Lord lose some respect. Because when God called Abraham from Genesis chapter 12, you didn't see something about this. So it seems like Abraham, Lot lose some respect because of what he has seen in the Egypt. If not, then what we are going to study will not appear. And you see Lot's choice, how Lot choose. You see, his choice he made speak a lot. So the lesson is, Abraham, he gently appeared to Lord based on the fact that they are brethren and there will not be any strife between them. Not the way Abraham solved the problem. Because we are brethren. God said we are all brothers. This is what God said in Matthew chapter 18. That we are all what? Brothers. And here, Abraham said that there's no need for this tribe to be with us because we are what? We are brothers. So let us see how Abraham solved this problem. And this is supposed to be a lesson for you and me, everybody here, because if you like it or not, there will be a problem. If you like it or not, there will be a problem. If the problem didn't start from here, maybe it will start from our family, or it start from our marriage, it start from our neighbors. So what are we supposed to do? So let's see how Abraham solved this problem. First one, he say he described the problem and does not try to lay blame. A lot of times, what you do is, instead of describing the problem or what has happened, you just appear you just start with blaming, and that will not solve the problem. So please, although you know how to solve our issue or our problem, but let's, as a Christians, let's base on this matter. This is what is going to help us a lot. He say he described the problem and does not try to lay blame. The problem was that they were brethren and there was strife between them, and that was not right. That was not right. So a first thing we need to do when problems come, that you need to describe the problem. We need to describe the problem and know how to solve it. And you have to stop blaming. This is our character. You normally start with blaming. It's your fault, it is my fault, and the problem is not solving. Although it will solve temporary, but inside, deeply, it will not solve. The problem will come again. Because you didn't follow the God's procedure, principle. And we need to follow God's principle. We have to know that problem is not right, because so far as we are brethren, problem is not right for us. And you need to solve it. You have to describe the problem. Number two, he proposed a solution that will solve the problem, not one that will aggravate it. He did not scheme or promote more quarreling. He did what is necessary to stop the fight. That is the most important. That is the most important. The problem has come. So what are you going to do to stop it? That is our goal. That's supposed to be our goal. The goal not supposed to be who is going to win here. The goal not supposed to, because the moment you try to solve the problem and you start with who want to win, the problem will not solve. Although it will solve in a while, in a just small time. But the problem will come again. The problem will come again. You see, so this is God's principle, and you need to follow that, because this is where this written was written. Genesis was a book of beginnings. It has been written for so many years. And now, if you read it, it's applied to our life as well. You see, the third, he allowed Lot to take what he felt he needed first and trusted God to provide for himself. You see, this is what I lack. I lack. My problem is, this is what I lack. This is what you lack. Instead of trusting God, that is our problem. God says he's not going to leave us or forsake us. But at times, when problems come, you just forget all this, the promises God has promised. You see, all of a sudden, you just forget everything. You see, you say, he allowed Lot, but in our society, when this happened, somebody will say, oh, you are meek, you are fool, why are you allowing him to do, why? You are the elder. So what? You see, this is the principle of solving problem. God has laid it for us, and it is you and me to allow God to what? To believe in God when problems come. He allowed Lord to take first. He allowed Lord to take what he felt he needed first and trusted God to provide for himself. This was a deal that Lord could not refuse. The problem was having enough land to support their livestock, and Lot was given the choice of the land or the location. See how Abraham, this thing is not easy. It's not easy. At times, you make a partnership. You make contribution. You're Christians, okay. My brother, Luke, or Kevin, or Brad, let's put money together and use it as a start something. And you right away you start the work. The work is going on. When the profit is start coming, all this thing, there will be a problem. So no matter how you are, because you live in this world. And if you don't trust God, that God is the provider, you miss the target. you miss the target. So Abraham here, what we notice that Abraham trusts God and allow Lot to choose first. It is normal. It's not normal. It's abnormal because all things being equal, Abraham supposed to choose first. All things being equal, Abraham supposed to choose first. But he allowed Lot to choose. Please, can you do this? In our marriages, a lot of problems, you cannot solve it. Instead of selfish interest. You see, you cannot solve it. Instead of allowing the opposition, our neighbor to choose first, you always want to be a first. But Abraham didn't do that. A lot of things you learn from Abraham, and this is most grateful one. Because to solve problem solving is the one of the difficult things in this world, even this world. This is how politicians, all this thing, you know, because of their selfish interest. God has set example that we have to do what? Trusted God. God is the one you're supposed to trust. So, three things we have learned. Abraham take to solve the problem. Who can tell me the first one? He described the problem. You see, he described the problem. That's what I'm saying. A lot of times, you don't describe the problem. You try to solve the problem. Why? Okay, George, you have done wrong. What wrong have I done? You have to tell me, George, this you have done. And it is not right. You see, you have to describe the problem. Abraham described the problem and provide what? The solution. You have to provide the solution as well. If you are God's people, I'm not talking about those who are not in the Lord's church, because those who are outside there don't have this privilege and advantage. They don't have this learning. And you need to set example in our neighborhood, in our workplace. A lot of cheatings are going on this world, in our workplace. What are you supposed to do? God says we need to trust him. So one, he described the problem and provided a solution. The second one, he proposed the solution as well. Yeah, and the third one is what? He allowed God, he trusts God. He trusts God. You see, the third one is he trusts God. This is the three things. And if you keep these three things, my brother, my sister, you are going to be successful. Every corner, we are going to be successful. We are going to be successful in our neighbors, in our workplace, in the church here, and in our family. If you do these three things, we are going to conquer. Let's see Lord's choice. Lord also. What Lord did. Because we have already read it. I want you to read from verse 6 going again. Because it's very, very... This lesson, when you go back, you have to read the story. It seems like you know it. Today, by God's grace, we have get some explanation. So you can read it more and get deeper understanding. Can you repeat the reading from verse 7, verse 6 going?
Six.
Yeah.
And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they did not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwelt there in the land. And Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him up the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated himself the one from the other. Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the city of the plain, and pitched his tent towards Sodom.
Thank you, brother Baruch. Thank you. So we have know the problem. The problem has come. Abraham have described the problem. He has solved the problem. He has given Lord a privilege to choose. Lord also has making his choice. You see, Lord has making his choice. Let's see something. Because the Bible says that the land Lord chose was to his eye like the Garden of Eden. Because Garden of Eden, that time Lot was not there. So maybe at least we have read something or his ancestors has explained to him. So in his eye, it's like Garden of Eden. Or it's like where? Like Egypt, because they just came out from Egypt and you know the fertile land. Africa, you have fertile lands. Lord compare that land, a place where he has made his choice. You see, he compare it to what? First one as Garden of Eden and to Egypt. You see, the land also had established cities. So he choose all the land. He choose all. Sana, this is what the Bible says. He choose all the land surface that Lord that on the land and separate from Abraham. Once again, it seems on the surface that Lord choose well. Lord choose well and save himself advantageous. Lord is a very good choice if it comes about, because Lord look at his side, all this thing, where the fertile land, all this thing, and as normal, Lord choose well. If it come about choice, you have to choose well. You see, you have to make good choice, and let's see the lesson you can learn from Lord choice. One, the lesson you can learn from Lord choice is he displayed disrespect, since Abraham as his elder should have had first choice. You see, although Lord Abraham give Lord that opportunity, that privilege, but Lord supposed to know that even if it's through Abraham that he has get to a place where he is, and he's supposed to, I can't do that. You supposed to what? You supposed to make the first choice. You are supposed to choose. But what you notice is that Lord disrespect his uncle. And that is not good. A lot of times, our leaders, God expect us to respect our leaders. No matter how. You see, we must respect a leader. God authorizes us. God wants us to respect our leaders. And this is what this Lord did. He didn't show respect. You see, that is the first lesson we learn from here. He didn't show any respect. And God allowed we, because Lord is not a, Lord is also a faithful, God-fearing person. Lord fear God. So at times you can make a mistake and do the same thing Lord is doing. You see, So we need to respect our elders or our leaders. You see, so first lesson you can learn from Lord is he disrespect his elder brother. Second lesson you can learn is he prays selfish in that he made no offer to share any of the fertile land with Abraham. And that is wrong. That is wrong. You see, that is wrong. The church, Lord's church, cannot progress if you have this kind of character within us. How can the Lord's church progress if you leave this kind of character? Be a selfish people. Selfish people. You see, instead of sharing, okay, he opened his eyes and see all the fertile, and he chose all the fertile lands. Why? Because of selfish ambition. Because of selfishness. So what Abraham supposed to do? If he is choosing all the fertile land where the water and everything is there, and he leave Abraham, I know that the rest of the land is desert and all this thing. All things being equal, it is fair. It's not fair. A lot of times, our selfish interest will not allow God's church to prosper. Our selfish interest will not allow God's work, God's church to grow. Church of Christ cannot grow because of a lot of selfish interest. Selfish interest. And if you are all behaving as Abraham has shown, as a godly person, we all can live peacefully. We all can live peacefully. But a lot of times, what you do? You do things in our selfish interest. You want only our privilege. What Bible said, you have to think of others as well. And instead, look at what Abraham did, Lord did. You see, he make selfish interest here. The third lesson you can learn from here, the third lesson is, he says, he displayed lack of spiritual wisdom because he was purposefully placing himself into an area that will be a temptation to him and his family. A lot of times, this is what you think. You don't play spiritual things first. Spiritual things, you don't think about spiritual things. You say God is spirit, all these things, but when it's come to something, you don't put spiritual things first. Instead, because that place, which you all know the story, he just went until he went and dwell inside Sodom and Gomorrah. You know all these stories. You see, a lot of times you get job and you say, okay, oh, this job is, they are going to pay me a lot of money. Oh, whoa, this one is better than this one. Okay, that place I'm going to live, is there church there? And you are going to leave a place where there is no church there. And because of money, a lot of people come here and they don't feel to worship. I thank all of brothers. A lot of people come. The time I decided to come to the UK here, I did my, before I want to go and live in Merton Keynes, I went there, I lived there just a little. And I decided one of my friends live here because we are living in Italy, the same place. And he say, okay, he's not a Christian. He's not a Church of Christ member. Okay, he contact me and join. He say, oh, here, yeah, Leicester is a very good place. I say, okay. The person, my friend also is not a Christian. So I contact my one of our brothers that, okay, Leicester, there's church there. And they say, oh, there is a, and they give me Brother Paul number. So I contact Brother Paul even before I came to Leicester here. A lot of times, what you do is, you don't put spiritual things first. And that is going to harm us. Although you think this money or this amount is going to help us at the moment, and you are separating ourselves, the fellowship is very, very important. To make fellowship on the Sunday, the first day of the week, is very, very important to worship with your brothers. You see, it's very, very important. Why? Because God says so. So, my brothers, we have to think spiritual things first when we are taking or we are making some decisions and all these things. Because he is separating, he is not thinking the spiritual things first. And the last one is, he also displays foolishness in not recognizing the security that existed in the remaining unified with his only relative and the only believer in the land. Lot knows, that's why I'm saying Lot also is a feeling people, a person. He know that area, there's nobody apart from, there's no believer apart from Abraham. So why is he's trying to separate himself? Abraham proposed the solution. But if Lot is very wise and his thing is foolish, he's wise, he's supposed to say, no, there's no need for me to. So you have to find the how, because you have to divide the land or do this, because there's no need for me. Because a lot of times, if you separate ourselves from God, you don't come to church, gradually, you fall apart. You will fall apart, no matter how, no matter believer you are. Because God wants believers to what? To be in the same. Be in the same. So this morning, before our time running out, this is the lesson I want us to learn from Abraham and Lot. What happened to them? And what God wants us to learn as a Christians, what God wants us to learn as we are traveling or as we are waiting the second coming, as we are preparing ourselves. I always say that heaven is prepared for a prepared people. You cannot get to heaven by accident. You see, we are here for preparation. God is preparing us so that you will be fit to be with God forever. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. So, a class like this always interests me so much because I only provide solutions for this. But I want us to be in one way direction
yeah.
in a class like this.
Yeah.
The scenario with Abraham here is a scenario that has to do with a kind of both of them agreeing together.
Yeah.
It's when they're solving a problem or a solution. The first thing there is they listen here. So the partner or second person that I want to deal with, is he listening to me? If he listens now, Abraham and Lot, they listen together. Amos spiritually say what? Except two agree together. They can't go. Because two of them agree together, so there must be first thing a listening here. What do we do if a second partner is not having a listening here? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's one. Then two, you have to identify the problem. Because in solving problem like that analyst,
yeah.
You and your clients must understand yourself, identify the problem. Then you not describe or provide a solution. Even when you provide a solution to a problem, there must be a kind of evaluation. Now, the end I'm looking at this, in the scenario we are painting here now about Abraham and Lot, is it? It's in this situation.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when we look at other aspect of the solution, where there's not a situation, like for example, I say on the one, we find a reservation within ourselves. Come about that, oh, come. How do we go about this? He's not listening to me, or my brother is not even giving us a room, atmosphere to go to discuss. You see, it's very difficult for us to what? To solve such a problem. And when we look at Abraham, even when Abraham was trying to provide a solution, that he said, choose.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so there are many ways we can show maturity in solving a problem.
Yeah.
They could have come to a kind of that we might come together to discuss, okay, what is the way forward? You now ask, okay, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to do. But my own concern now is that when we are putting a traffic like this, if you have opportunity again,
yeah,
this is an administration.
Okay.
What agreed. Now let us look at the other aspect where there was no administration.
I did, yeah.
How do we solve it?
Yeah.
Hebrews says something, Romans 12 verse 18 also says something.
Yeah.
He said we should pursue peace.
Yeah.
With all men. Romans 12 also says what? If it's possible.
We have to live.
Sometimes you let go. Yeah. Sometimes you let go. If I say sometimes when I do something I'm doing with people. Sometimes I let go. Staying here doesn't mean that you're a fool. But sometimes you let nature teach somebody some lessons. If it's not possible for you to work, teach them what they need to know. So if there's a down, I'm saying now, but so in a class like that, I wish you could find another avenue to look at the most cases you have today is that not at this situation.
Yeah.
The party is not agreed to listen to other. The party is not going to hear. When you have a friend, a problem at the second person give you audience, you see?
Mm.
But let's use that book again, Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 8. So Abraham said to Lot, you see?
Yeah.
There was a listening.
Yeah.
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 They give themselves the audience to listen.
Yeah.
And it will be easier for us to work to get the solution.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, brother. Thank you. But don't I saw you.
No, I
didn't
raise my hand.
Ah, okay, okay. Bragari, you have something to add or nothing?
If you just by just keep coming.
Yeah.
I think it's a good one. I think it's Holy Spirit that is guiding you to take this kind of a lesson. And I also think that every time and all of the time, because Bible class is not a lecture.
Yeah.
Bible class, there must be discussion.
Yeah.
That's why it's class. You see, Sunday worship is golden in the life of a Christian. Just like every other day, but it's particularly important so that when people go home, those lessons can have impact. Reflect, and that is the reason why it's important to give opportunity for them to discuss. But beyond everything, I think the Holy Spirit is working with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. If there is no question, then it seems like our time is up now, so you can end our.